This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support. Thoughts about the second wave of infections and the possible second wave of lockdowns in America, which I strongly oppose, by the way. This is Mike Adams here with a pandemic.news update for June, 27th, 28th, something like that, 2020. And yeah, the lockdowns are coming. The governor of Texas has already locked down bars, essentially, as infections are spiking in Houston and also in the Dallas-Fort Worth area as well. You see, the second wave of infections is real. It is real. This is what a lot of people forget. They think that the whole thing is over. And they think that just because some hospitals in New York were deliberately killing patients with coronavirus infections, which they were, they think that because that happened, that therefore the virus isn't real. But see, that makes no sense. The only way they could kill people with the virus in the hospitals is if the virus was real. You know, otherwise it wouldn't work. So they did kill people in New York hospitals. The virus is real, and the virus is continuing to spread. And if anything, it has become more virulent in terms of its transmissivity, even though I believe it's becoming less fatal. So what we're likely to see is more hospitalizations because of more infections, but fewer deaths per infection. In other words, the infection fatality rate will probably continue to fall. And this is expected. This is something that we talked about very early on as viruses become more adapted to their hosts, so to speak. What tends to happen is they become, more transmissible, but less deadly. And that's exactly what we're seeing right now. But the second lockdown is coming in many areas, and I think it's a huge mistake. See, I think that, number one, I'm not sure that America can survive a second lockdown. I also think that the first wave of lockdowns were weaponized against America, mostly by Democrat governors who were trying to use them to destroy the economy and harm Trump. And I don't know what else their agendas are. Maybe they just like to kill people, frankly. That's why they're all pro-abortion. They'd love to murder people. So they love that first wave of lockdowns, gave them more power and control as well. And they're going to try to push a second wave of lockdowns coming soon. I think that America needs to strongly resist that because I don't think that financially we can handle it. I don't think we can do another $4 trillion in economic losses to the economy. It's probably going to be more, actually, over time. I don't think we can print another $7 trillion in bailout money. I don't think that the American psyche can even handle it. I mean, look at these riots. Half of that is just young people wanting to get out of their houses. They just want to destroy everything in sight, including statues, because they've been cooped up for too long. You got to let people get outside, if you want to have a society of happier people. I do think that the riots are in part a result of the lockdowns, just people being cooped up like caged animals, and nobody wants to be a caged animal. They want to get out. So the second wave of lockdowns, I think, will be a disaster if they are attempted. I would suggest instead, since the fatality rate is falling, that we promote nutrition and aim for nutritionally assisted herd immunity. And by that, what I mean is, well, I'm also pro-mask, as you know. So we recommend masks, but we don't make them mandatory because it's not the government's position to force people to wear masks. So we suggest masks. We suggest vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, quercetin, elderberry, antiviral herbs, and so on, at the highest levels. Have the Surgeon General suggest nutrition. And then we don't do any more lockdowns. And we let this thing burn through the population slowly over time, knowing that the fatality rate is dropping and knowing that nutritional support will enhance immune function so that most people don't need hospitalization and most people don't die. And through that method, then we can protect the economy at the same time that we're protecting the lives of the people without overrunning the hospitals and without killing millions of people. But of course, the entire corporate-run media cartel, which hates America and also is nothing but a bunch of big pharma puppets, they will never recommend nutrition. And they want the lockdowns because they want the economic damage. They want to hurt Trump as much as possible. So they will call for second waves of lockdowns. And they will censor the truth about nutrition. And they will call for mandatory vaccines. They might call for mandatory masks too, but that's not their way of helping you. They'll do that just because they like to assert some level of tyranny over everybody. They just want everybody to suffer and make you do something against your will. That's the philosophy of these radical leftists. And so we will probably have a second wave of shutdowns. We're going to have a second market crash. We're probably going to have a second food shortage. In fact, that's already begun. I know that's coming. And it's going to be ugly. It's going to be bad. So get ready. Get ready for all this. The voices of reason have all been censored and silenced. You are no longer allowed to criticize the WHO without being deplatformed. You're no longer allowed to talk about, you know, Dr. Judy Mikovits or the Plandemic movie without being attacked and smeared in the media. You're no longer allowed to even share a video from Brighteon.com without being flagged as spam and blacklisted by Facebook and Twitter and so on. That's how bad things have gotten there. It's bad. It's totally messed up. So be prepared for things to get a lot worse. I think the second wave of actual infections could be much larger than the first wave, but the number of deaths might be smaller, just depending on how we handle this. I also think, by the way, that hospitals have learned something, that maybe ventilators aren't the best way to approach this right away. Ventilators killed 88% of the people that they put them on. Ventilators are not shouldn't be the go-to choice for all this. In other words, people should think about, you know, other ways to deal with patients who are frankly having an oxygen deprivation issue. And if we could just get hospitals and doctors or, you know, various researchers to try the alternatives, try chlorine dioxide intravenously, like has happened in Ecuador with great success there. I mean, let's do a clinical trial. Why not do a clinical trial with so many lives at stake? Shouldn't we try everything? Why not try zinc? Why not try vitamin C, vitamin D? Why not try antiviral herbs? Why not try hyperbaric oxygen chamber treatment? You know, why not try all these other different things? Why not try colloidal silver in clinical trials? We're calling for science. Let's use science and test all these things and find out what works better than the current protocols. And by the way, there are quite a few alternative protocols that are working very well. But if we try all these things, we can keep the infections down. We can keep the hospitalizations down. We can keep the deaths much closer to zero. But of course, none of those things will be tried because the establishment doesn't want Americans to be healthy. The establishment, you know, the media cartels run by Big Pharma, they don't want you to have options that aren't vaccines and, you know, on patent prescription pharmaceuticals. They want as many people as possible to suffer and die so they can justify the vaccines. And they want to make them mandatory so that no one can say no. So that's what's coming. Be prepared. It's going to get ugly. It's going to get crazy. Everything about society is going to get crazier, come to think of it. So be prepared and keep checking naturalnews.com. Go directly to naturalnews.com in your browser because, of course, Natural News is blacklisted by Google, Facebook, Twitter, everybody else. You got to go directly to naturalnews.com if you want the truth. Also, same deal with Brighteon.com. Basically, there are now two internets, you know. You can find Brighteon links on Gab and Parler and, you know, places like that. You just can't find Brighteon on the globalist-run, you know, tech cartels that hate humanity. No surprise there. But thanks for listening. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Take care.